Welcome to the 971.com web biocast. My name is Don Delco, the site's web producer, and joining me is Marty Bannister. Marty, how's it going?
Don, good to see you. Thanks.
So I got to start with this. What came first, your desire to work in radio or The Voice?
The desire to work in radio, without question. The Voice is something that I'm sure Paul Keels will tell you this, who has the best voice of anybody in this business, that that's something you develop over the years, and it just comes with your overall confidence as you go deeper and deeper into the business. But yeah, the desire to work in radio came first.
So tell me how you kind of got that desire to work in radio.
I was probably 9 years old, sitting on the back porch of my grandfather's home in West Virginia, listening to a Cincinnati Reds game. And at that point, I knew that's what I wanted to do.
It just kind of clicked on you.
It clicked on
me. It was that clear.
That clear. It hit me right away. At 9 years of age, that's what I want to do. I want to talk to people about sports.
So how did you get from that point to what you're doing today?
I started attending a broadcasting school in Columbus, along with going to college. But when I was in broadcasting school, there was a talk show on, ironically enough, our AM, 1460 WBNS, hosted by a gentleman by the name of Phil Newman, who was kind of, he was one of the first, for people in Cleveland, he was one of the first Pete Franklin type sports talk show hosts. This is dating me back to 1981. And one of our assignments in class was to interview a local celebrity. I came down to the studio, I called Phil, said, hey, can I come down and talk to you? Interviewed with Phil. 2 weeks later, his producer quit. I'm 19 years old. He calls me back and says, hey, my producer spot is open. Are you interested?
Wow.
And I said, yes. And at the age of 19, with all of 4 months of school behind me, I'm producing a five-hour sports talk show.
That's pretty impressive to get that start so early. Did it match what you, when you go back to that nine-year-old boy, I mean, is this kind of what you envisioned, or is this just something that you could have never kind of wrap around your head as far as what you're doing?
Yeah, never. I've told people, Don, I've never worked a day in my adult life. That's what I consider this business to be. Every day is a boatload of fun. Regardless of what I'm doing, that's the way I look at this. And you see so many people in our business these days who seemingly are unhappy about their assignments. Not me. I love every minute of this.
Yeah, now your assignments here at The Fan are a little different than maybe some of the others we've talked to. Kind of give us a rundown as far as some of the things you do here.
Morning anchor for The Fan 97.1 and for the Ohio News Network, our statewide sports and news network. I handle the morning sportscast on both, generate sound for both stations. I'm the sideline reporter for the Ohio State Football IMG Radio Network, which that's one of the highlights of what I do without question. I'm also fortunate to be the play-by-play voice of the Ohio State women's basketball team on the Ohio State IMG Sports Network and for Ohio State baseball.
Okay. Let's take that one thing that I'm sure a lot of people know you from, that the sideline reporter. Mm-hmm. It's quite the interesting job. We see the TV side of it. What's it from your side on the radio as far as your duties and some of the challenges and interesting things you have to do on a game day?
Well, the interesting part of it is just being on the sideline and watching the game as it unfolds. You can prepare as much as you want during the week for the game, but everything changes the moment the ball is kicked off. And you get an entirely different perspective of what's going on. I keep an eye on the players. I watch their faces. I watch their reactions. You talk to players and coaches throughout the week. But none of that matters. But once the game starts, that all kind of changes. So having that angle of things, I kind of look at myself as Paul Keels and Jim Lachey's eyes close to the field. Because a lot of times there are things I see on the field that they don't. And I can relate to them and add that to a part of the broadcast. It's such an exciting thing to be down. And when you grow up in Central Ohio, to be on the sideline for an Ohio State football game, there's not a better thrill.
You have quite a unique vantage point as well, like you mentioned. I'm being able to see that and just the sounds and smells of everything and how you can provide that to a broadcast is quite unique.
Yeah, that's the one thing I try to do, Don, honestly, is try to bring that. Obviously, with every game being televised, people see everything that's going on, but they don't see everything that's going on, if that makes any sense whatsoever. That's the things I try to bring on the sideline. I'm not the game analyst. That's Jim Lachey, and he's the best in the business at it. My goal on the sideline, timely facts, things, again, people may not see on the TV broadcast that add to our radio broadcast.
So as we kind of wrap this thing up, I want to know, tell us something about Marty that we don't know away from the radio, away from sports, something you enjoy, somewhere you like to go to get a bite of eat here in Central Ohio, or something about you that is outside the realm of the sports talk radio station here.
If there were a beach anywhere near here, I would be on it right now. without question. I'm a big fan of being anywhere near the water. You don't want to see me in a bathing suit. It's an ugly sight. But being near the water, my wife Amy and I, that's our goal, long-time goal in life, excuse me, is to end up somewhere where it's warm and wet.
Gotta love it. Well, we'll leave the vision of Marty in a Speedo with everybody.
Oh, goodness.
I'd like to thank you for joining us here on the 971.com BioCast.